This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:08. It is a Tuesday. Chad Hartman is off today. Is Chad golfing today? Is that what he's doing?
You know it.
Yes. Just taking a day off to golf?
It's
he's a god.
It's a tournament situation. You got to be there for your team, man.
Okay, I got you.
I don't know. Whatever. If he's off between the months of June through September, even into early October, 9 out of 10 times he's on
good.
The golf course.
Odds are good he's playing golf. Yep. All right. Hey, I ain't mad at him. It's a beautiful day. I was there for that. No doubt about it. Chris Eggert here, 5 Eyewitness News. Glad to be keeping the chair warm for DeRussia. He'll be here at 3 o'clock. All kinds of good things for him to talk about. If you've been watching the news, if you've been paying attention to the Fed, you've been paying attention to interest rates. I think I read like 7 different stories today, this morning when I was looking through the news. And all kinds of like different random economic indicators of how people are doing. I saw that the Disney theme park numbers are down. A lot of speculation there that that is because people just can't afford to spend that much money to go to Disney. It's not cheap to go to Disney, or they're not willing to spend that kind of money. Real estate market's slowing down. Interest rates are still high, even though the Fed has been, took it down a notch. But there's a big question right now as to when that will actually equate to any sort of change in mortgage rates. Also, story that people are cutting back on subscriptions. They're cutting back on, things that they set up for auto delivery on Amazon, or they're cutting off, Netflix or whatever it might be. So there's all kinds of these different indicators are out there that people are tightening their belts. And I wanted to get some perspective on that. And I just love this guy. He is so knowledgeable and fun to talk to about something that can be a bit of a wonky subject. Professor Tyler Shipper from University of St. Thomas. Professor, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. How's everything going today?
Well, I took the morning off, but I went to the dentist. So apparently not as good as who you're subbing for. Huh?
You should have been golfing. I would say that would have been much more fun than going to the dentist. With all due respect to your dentist, I'm sure it was great. So, Professor, I just sort of ran through a bunch of different, economic indicators. What, as a guy who's an economist and an expert at this, what do you see going on right now?
When I wake up and sort through the news too, it's much the same experience as for you. That the part of the reason why you're seeing so many articles right now is because at the bottom line, people are nervous about the economy and they're still feeling pinched. And so, I think if you start to look at news articles through that lens, part of the reason there's so many of them out there right now is because that's how consumers are feeling at the end of the day.
And there's this competing information where you look at the markets. The markets have been just absolutely doing great. And I think that's confusing for people how that can be going on, while on the other hand, all these other things are being impacted in a different way.
Yeah, more and more I've kind of been thinking about seeing the economy as kind of divided into three parts, where we have, two-thirds. So think about regular people, okay? Regular people are really feeling pinched, and they say so when you ask them in survey data, which is why consumers of surveys right now are pretty abysmal. But you also have that one-third of the economy, the wealthier people in the economy who feel really good about their stock market portfolios right now. Their jobs seem to be going pretty good, and they're still the ones that are out there spending, which is helping keeping economic growth up. So for two-thirds of the economy, it feels like a rough job market. It feels like we're spending too much for everything. For about a third of consumers, they're feeling a little bit better about things, and that kind of keeps things on the track for now.
Well, let's just operate under the assumption that the listening audience and the people who are, you know, watching the TV in the morning and whatnot fall into that two-thirds that are not, you know, wealthy investors. What do you see? Do you see anything on the horizon that could start to bring some of these prices down, that could start to bring grocery prices down, that could start to impact interest rates and bring them down?
Yeah, I think there's both some good news and bad news in there. On the price front, I'm concerned that I don't exactly see where the slowdown in prices comes from in the next 6 months. I think that tariff policy is still leaking through into prices, and some of the immigration policy is also making food prices tick up as well. And so at least for right now, those two effects probably don't meaningfully reduce people's prices or even slow how fast they're growing. Interest rates, as the Fed continues to cut rates, hopefully their next couple meetings, we hopefully will see a little bit more of a cool off in mortgage rates. Now, not back to where they were pre-pandemic, but for people that have been waiting on the sideline, maybe those mortgage rates look just a little bit more enticing, and we could see the real estate market maybe start to warm up again.
Well, and I had a really interesting conversation with a realtor friend a month or so ago about the mortgage rates too. And I, and me not being an economist, and I was like, well, if they drop the rates, you know, super low again, if the Fed does, will the mortgage companies follow suit, and housing sales will get great again? And that's one theory, but that's not necessarily the way it could go too, right? Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So where this is stemming from is that when we think about the Federal Reserve changing interest rates, that's a short-term interest rate. So it most directly affects other short-term interest rates. Think things like your credit card or car loans, where your mortgage rates, especially like a 30-year mortgage, is more closely tied to longer-term interest rates. For instance, like what investors might loan the U.S. government money for a 10-year period of time, the 10-year Treasury bill, it's more closely linked to that. So if the government, for instance, is borrowing a lot of money, we might see mortgage rates come down less quickly than other rates in the economy. So there are just different pressures on both ends of that kind of time spectrum. And so even if the Fed cuts rates, it'll help. It doesn't hurt, but it's not as direct of a linkage as we might think about for credit cards.
I appreciate you pointing that out. And real estate is such a fickle, and I'm noticing, and I don't know if you've noticed in your neighborhood too, it seems like houses are, you know, on the market a lot longer. But I think the argument you'll hear from realtors is, well, I mean, if you really want to buy a house, you got to get in there at some point. So it may not take much to motivate people if the interest rates just drop a little bit, you know?
Right. And, you know, I think based on my own personal anecdotes and experiences buying and selling homes recently, that a couple months ago, at least in the Twin Cities, the real estate market was really strong. Houses were going to multiple offers. And it does seem like things have slowed down quite a bit here as we just, hopefully, fingers crossed, sold our house a couple days ago. But it seemed like a very different environment. You did not have as many people coming out for open houses and things. And that probably reflects some of the kind of doom and gloom headlines you've seen about.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The labor market in particular.
So give me some good news. Give me something optimistic when you look ahead to what could be coming in the economy.
Oh, yeah.
Your pause is not, good.
I just took a deep breath. I have a couple things.
Yeah.
So I think there's both, there's cynical retorts to both of these, mm-hmm. but I think that the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates, I think they're doing it far enough in advance that hopefully we can stay out of a recession. It might mean slower growth in the near term, but it also means that we don't see large-scale layoffs like some people were worrying about. So I don't know if that's good news or just the lack of bad news. The other one that I think is interesting is that there's still a role for AI to increase productivity in the future. Mm-hmm. I think we're still figuring out what role it's going to play, but there's bigger and bigger investments being made by Silicon Valley and in tech, and it's helping push the economy along. So if those bets start to pay off in ways that increase productivity in the future, that could be another big boost for the economy in the next couple of years. There's the necessary downside, right?
Yep.
That hopefully it doesn't replace people and we figure out a better way to make sure that companies are utilizing AI in a way that also increases demand for labor.
Well, and that's something that you see right now with your job. You're a professor at University of St. Thomas, and you think about all these kids who are going to be graduating and what kind of job market they're going into. And you hear a lot of discussion about AI, and that in a lot of cases, AI can be doing some of the jobs that, like, you know, first year employees might be doing, college students. So that it's not a great outlook for them either, is it right now?
It's not a great outlook for them, and I think part of what's happening in higher education is that we're rethinking about what our students need, that it's going to be a lot more about, you know, yes, AI can produce these outputs, but you still need a relationship with somebody else at your company to make sure they can understand those outputs. And so really still leaning into what we've always done at St. Thomas is focusing on making sure students can communicate and build relationships so they can leverage these tools when they go out there into the workforce. So it does require rethinking, but I'm hoping that as companies start to figure out how AI actually benefits them, they figure out that they still need workers and that workers can do more for them now that they have these tools.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel like everyone's become so hyper about the AI thing, but a lot of it's just because nobody really quite knows. Everybody wants to, mm-hmm. the big companies want to be in on it. They want to have some hand in it, but at the end of the day, nobody really knows what it's going to be doing a year from now or 2 years from now.
I'll air my pet peeve here, which is CEOs getting to talk to the media and talking like it's a good headline that they're going to drop headcount by 3,000. I think it sounds calloused. It seems out of touch, and I'd rather see headlines about companies, hey, we figured out how this really powerful tool can make our workers more productive, and we're going to be more profitable because our workers can do more than other companies can.
Yeah, I like the way you think about that. That makes sense. Professor, thanks so much. Hey, congratulations on, is it a done deal? I don't want to knock on wood or something.
Oh, let's not jinx it yet.
Okay.
We have signed contracts, but we have not closed. So we're still in fingers crossed mode over here.
Okay. Well, good luck. Hope it works out.
Okay.
Thanks, Professor. Good to
talk
to you. WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. Are you making cuts in your life economically? Are you trimming the fat certain ways? Are you worried about what comes next? Or are you feeling fine? I'd love to hear your comments. News Talk 830 WCCO.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.